This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations said on Thursday the pace of climate change has not been slowed by the global health crisis, and the world remains behind its battle to cut carbon emissions. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Petri Talas is Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
There's been classically thinking that perhaps in the future something may happen, but it's obvious that we have to start acting already now if we want to reach the lower limit of Paris Agreement.
The WMO said lockdowns and other restriction measures only led to a temporary downturn in CO2 emissions last year. The UN said concentrations of major greenhouse gases like CO2, methane and nitrous oxide continued to rise in 2020 and the first half of this year. The average global temperature for the past 5 years was among the highest on record. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, the results were an alarming appraisal of just how far off course we are.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. French officials on Thursday said their military had killed the leader of Islamic State in the Greater Sahara after the group attacked French aid workers, African civilians, and U.S. troops. France's Defense Minister Florence Parly confirmed on Thursday the death of Adnan Abu Walid al-Sarawi, who she said died from wounds caused by a strike from the Barkhane force in August of 2021. France declared the killing a major victory against jihadists in Africa and justification for years of anti-extremist efforts in the Sahel. Al-Sarawi had claimed responsibility for a 2017 attack in Niger that killed 4 U.S. military personnel and 4 people with Niger's military. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Italy is poised to become the first country in Europe to make it obligatory for all workers to have a COVID-19 green pass. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least 1 vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. Officials told Reuters that the decree was expected to come into force on October 15 for both public and private sector workers. Any workers who fails to present a valid pass will be suspended on no pay, but cannot be sacked. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of up to 1,000 euros or $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a jab. But most political parties in the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further economic lockdowns.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Authorities detained a 16-year-old boy and 3 other people Thursday in connection with a suspected plan for an Islamic extremist attack on a synagogue in the German city of Hagen. The detentions took place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in Judaism, and 2 years after a deadly attack in another German city on the Yom Kippur holiday. Police cordoned off the synagogue on Wednesday, and a worship service planned for the evening was called off. Officials had received very serious and concrete information that there could be an attack on the synagogue during Yom Kippur. Sir Elton John is delaying his farewell tour due to a hip injury. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Elton John is rearranging his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. The 74-year-old singer-songwriter said a fall on a hard surface in late summer left him in pain, and he's been advised to have an operation. He had been due to play cities in Britain and Europe this year, but he's postponing all European dates until 2023. He promises fans that the shows will return to the road next year, and he plans to start the U.S. leg of his tour in January 2022 in New Orleans. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits moved up last week to 332,000 from a pandemic low, a sign that worsening COVID infections might have slightly increased layoffs. The Labor Department said Thursday that applications for jobless aid rose from 312,000 the week before. Jobless claims, which generally track the pace of layoffs, have fallen steadily for 2 months, as many employers struggling to fill jobs have held on to their workers. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.